This week's Sedra is Tetzaveh. So Tetzaveh starts with the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah. The simple reading of the pasuk is you have to take Shemz Ayzach Kosis Lama'or. You have to have pure olive oil for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara in Bamei Madlikin, Masechus Shabbos, has 24 chapters. And the Mefarshim and the Mishnayos explain why did Reb Yudah HaNasi make 24 chapters? What's the gematria? He should have made 30 prokim, like Nezikin, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basa, is 30 prokim. Or you have Kalim, is also has Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basa, has 30 prokim in Kalim. He could have made Masechus Shabbos 30 prokim. He padded it anyway. You have a whole paragraph, Leza Demila, doesn't have too much to do with Hilchus Shabbos. So he could have made 30 prokim. So the Mefarshim explain that in the days of Tanakh, when a girl would get married, she would wear 24 pieces of jewelry. I don't know exactly where there's room to put how many necklaces can you wear, how many rings can you wear. So Masechus Shabbos is the kala. Shabbos is the kala, so he wanted to beautify the kala of Shabbos by having 24 pieces of jewelry and 24 prokim. So the second parak of Masechus Shabbos is by Memadlikin about Halakas HaNeiros. So the whole sugya of Chanukah appears in the second parak in Masechus Shabbos. So the Gemara first starts before the sugya of Chanukah. The Gemara starts with Halakas HaMenorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says the psilus u'shmonim shamra chachamim ein madlik mehem b'Shabbos, whatever, you're not allowed to use certain wicks, certain material for wicks for Shabbos. You're not allowed to use certain oil for the fuel because it may not burn well, and we're afraid that he may forget if he's learning in a sefer or he's sitting by the table singing his meals or something. So he may forget that it's Shabbos, and he may correct the fire and may violate the havara by fixing the fire. So whatever psilus shmanim you're not allowed to use for Shabbos because we're afraid he may forget, it may not burn well, so you're not allowed to use in the Beis HaMikdash either, because Beis HaMikdash, the menorah has to be lit in such a way that it should be shalheves alamela, it should burn well. It's going to be a sloppy job, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So the Rabbi Kevegir on the side of the Gemara asks, in the Gilyan HaShas, on the first, the perek begins on Amud Beis. So the next Amud, on Amud Aleph, so Rabbi Kevegir asks, what do you mean? The pshmonim that you can't use for Shabbos, you can't use in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chumash says, "Es b'shem zayzach kosis lamar." What is there to discuss? So he thinks that it's a misprint. It shouldn't say psilus shmonim. It should just say psilus. The shmonim, of course, es b'shem zayzach. And there is such a girsa. There are in the Dikduke Sofrim, where he compares all the different editions, all the manuscripts, and all the different girsos in the Gemara. So the Gemaras have the girsa. Instead of psilus ushmanim, it just says psilus shamar chachamim. The wicks that they don't permit you to use for Shabbos, you're not allowed to use for the Beis HaMikdash because it has to burn nicely. So there was a balabas in Europe. He died many years ago. He was a businessman. He wrote a long commentary on the poem of Rav Sadia Goen on Shavuos. They used to have a minig until very recently. Some of the Sfarim still do it. They have a practice that they say piyutim on Shavuos. They rattle off all the Taryag mitzvahs in the middle. Some do it in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah when they lay in Aseres HaDibros. So they read each one of their Aseres HaDibros, and then they pause and they rattle off all of the mitzvahs that fall under that category. Rashi in his commentary on Chumash quotes Rav Sadia Goen that all of the 613 mitzvahs can be subsumed under the Aseres HaDibros in the Luchos. So they used to quote, those are called Azharas. Abin Tam's brother-in-law wrote Azharas. Bali Atosi used to recite Azharas. Abba Soloveitchik said that he remembered as a child in Europe. They used to recite half of the piyutim on the first day Shavuos, half of the piyutim on the second day Shavuos. They didn't want to spend so much time on one day of Yantav. It takes forever to say all the 613 mitzvahs. So they said 300 mitzvahs on the first day, 313 on the second day. They divided it in half. So this Rabbi Yeruchim Perla, this businessman, it was a fantastic baki. So he always quotes all the piyutim and all of the kinnis and all the slichas to prove what the Rishonim held about certain issues. So he has three fat volumes of commentary on Rav Sadia Gaon's Minyan HaMitzvahs. Rav Sadia Gaon wrote a whole poem where he lists off all the 630 mitzvahs, but you don't know sometimes what he's alluding to. You don't know what was his shita. How did he decide what belongs in the Sefer Mitzvah, what's not? So that's what this Balabas, Rabbi Yeruchim Perla, developed the whole three volumes the size of Boba Basra, three fat volumes. He made out of the whole poem is only 4 pages long in big letters. But he took every line and he wrote 20 pages on every line to explain what was the sheet the Rav Sadia Gaon. So he has on all these strange topics, all the strange. So he thinks he has midrashim that seem to indicate that peanut oil is also good for the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. It says Shem Zayzach, that's lachatchila, but it's not miyakev d'riyev. The pashtus is like Rabbi Kivega said, that it's a misprint, that it should only say psilus, shouldn't say psilus ushmonim. Shemen has to be Shem Zayzach. But Rabbi Yochanan Pella has this suggestion. The Gemara quotes the story with the simple pshat and the chumash is that there's a mitzvah of hadlakas ha-menorah every single night in the Beis Hamikdash. You have to light the menorah every single night. But by the miracle of the Chanukah, so the story sounds like they lit the menorah and they didn't have any Shemen Zayis Tohar. This was only one container. And the menorah lit for 8 days. So what did they accomplish by that miracle that it lit for 8 days? But you're supposed to blow it out and light it again. It doesn't say they blew it out. It sounds like they let it burn for 8 days. So how were the yotz in the mitzvah the last 7 days? They didn't do a hadlaka. So that's a famous kasha. It's very unclear what the teretz is. They quote Midrashim that in the Bais Sheni there were periods that the menorah would last, it would burn for 3 years in a row. How were they yotz in the mitzvah of hadlakas ha-menorah? You're supposed to blow it out every night. You're supposed to light it again the next night. Just because it's still burning from yesterday, how is that good? Very, very unclear. The terutzim that they give are very problematic. The parsha has all the dinim of the Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna is the Rambam distinguishes between Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Gadol, Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to wear Big Day Kahuna all day long, even if he's not doing Avodah. Kohen Gadol rarely does any Avodah. On Yom Kippur, you need a Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. In the Chumash, in Parshas Vayikra, it sounds like you need a Kohen Gadol to be Makriv, to Par Halam Dovashal Tzibur, and the Par Kohen Gadol. I said the Kohen Gadol was Machal Shabbos B'Shege. So if a private person, a Hedyot, a private person is Machal Shabbos B'Shege, Garitz Chele V'dam B'Shege, he has to bring a Chatos, Kizba Osira, a female, Kizba Osira. And if the Kohen Gadol is Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg, Ritz Chametz B'Pesach B'Shogeg, he violates one of the averes for which Yechav Kor is B'mezid, he violates the B'Shogeg, so he doesn't bring Kizba Osira, he has to bring a par Kohen Gadol. He has to bring a par Kohen Gadol. So the simple reading of the Pasuk requires that the par Kohen Gadol should be Korev by the Kohen Gadol. And the Par Halandava Shal Tziba should be carried by the Kohen Gadol. That's what Rashi writes in a few places in the Gemara. And Taisus is Masig on Rashi that the din is not true, even though that's what it says in the Chumash. Taisus says the din is not true, that the Sifra has a Beferish comment, even though that's how the Pasuk reads, it's not so, it's Lav Davke. The only time you need a Kohen Gadol is on Yom Kippur. You don't need a Kohen Gadol all year long. Even the Chavite Kohen Gadol, which the Kohen Gadol is makar machtzisa b'boik machtzisa b'erev, means he's the bal ha-korban, he has to pay for the korban. The chavita Kohen Gadol is a minchas chavitin, it's korban on his behalf, but he doesn't have to be the one to be makarvit. He has to pay for it, and he can have a Kohen Hedyot be makarvit on his behalf.
Is the same true of a chinuch? If a Kohen comes to the mikdash for the first time, is he allowed to let some other Kohen bring his chinuch?
I don't remember. I think yes. I think he is allowed to. I don't remember. You gotta look. Gotta look in the Minchas Chinuch. I'm sure he'll discuss it. So the Rambam distinguishes. The Ravid asks, where did the Rambam get it from? The Rambam distinguishes. He said the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to wear big dekuna all day long, all year long, even though he's not doing any avodah. He's only doing avodah on Yom Kippur. What is that based on? So the Beis Halevi thinks that the reason why is because the tzitz is meratzah, but the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz it's meratzeh on the korbanos. What does it mean meratzeh on the korbanos? If they brought a korban in a pasula fashion, so if the tzitz is there, then the korban is accepted, even though it was brought to psul. What psul could it be? What, they brought a balmum? It's pigul, noisa, tummy. What happened? So the Gemara in Yuma has a whole brisa. No, all the logical possibilities, the 10 different possibilities, no, none of those. He brought the avoid of the smol. No, it's possible that he evad. The only time the tzitz is meratza is if the korban was offered betuma. A korban that was offered betuma, then the tzitz is meratza. And that's a machloikis hatanoim in the beginning of Yuma. Davov, davzayin, is the tzitz only meratza odehu al mitzcha, only if the kohen gadol is wearing the tzitz, or even if he's sleeping, is not wearing the tzitz. The tzitz is hanging on a peg, as long as it didn't break, as long as it's still intact. If the tzitz broke, or there is no tzitz, we don't have any tzitz, then it's not meratz. The Rambam, that's a machlokes hatanoim. So the Rambam paskin, the tzitz is only meratze, odehu al mitzcho, only if the kohen gadol is wearing it. So the Beis Halevi understood, not like the Rabbi Natam, there's a tesis in Kiddushan on Samach Vav, where they quote the Rabbi Natam, that the tzitz is meratze, even if the kohen gadol is not wearing the other shmoneh begadim. The tzitz is one of the, there's a whole uniform that consists of the 8 begodim. Kohen Hadid wears Dalet begodim, Kohen Gadol wears Shmoneh begodim. So Rabbi Natam holds that the tzitz is meratza alone, even if he's not wearing the other 7 begodim. And the Beis Halevi thinks that the Rambam disagrees. He thinks that the reason why the Rambam holds that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to wear all the Shmoneh begodim all day long, because he wanted tzitz to be meratza in case a korban is offered in the state of tumah. And the tzitz is only meratza if the Kohen Gadol is wearing it with all the Shmoneh begodim altogether. All the begodim amakvim zezeh. So the Rechik thought you don't even have to say so far that the reason why the tzitz is only, the reason why Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to wear all the Shmoneh begodim all day long is because the tzitz is meratza. Even if you all like the Rabbi Natam, that the tzitz is meratza without the rest of the big dekunim. Or it's a slow day, no one's bringing any karbonas at all, nothing is happening in the Beis HaMikdash. Still, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, you have to appoint a Kohen Gadol, and kvoda v'sefarto, it's the function of the Kohen Gadol to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long with the big Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has to wear the Shmoneh begodim not only because he may want to do avodah, even if he doesn't plan to do any avodah at all. That's the job of the Kohen Gadol. He should be there in the Beis HaMikdash all day long wearing the Shmoneh begodim. But the Kohen Hedyot, the Rambam says, only has the mitzvah to wear the big dekuna when he's interested in doing avodah. When he's not interested in doing avodah, there's no mitzvah to wear the big dekuna. So that's what led to a big machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid and the Bali HaTosfos, is the Kohen Hedyot allowed to wear the avnet, which was shatnas, shaloi b'shas avodah. So the Rambam read the Gemara that it's not allowed, that the heta to wear big dekuna, shatnas and the big dekuna, is esed dechaloi sese. If he has to be makor of karbonis, he has a mitzvah to wear the big dekuna. So litzorach hakrabas hakarbonis, he's allowed to wear shatnas. The minute he finishes the avodah, he has to take off the avnet, because the avnet has shatnas. The other big dekuna head, you don't have shatnas, only the avnet. And the Ravid disagrees, because Tosis has 2 days about it. The Ravid disagrees, and he thinks, no, that big dekuna were an exemption to the rule. It's an exception to, that's what we call hutra. It's not the chuya, it's hutra. The prohibition of shatnas was only formulated with respect to all other garments, except for big dekuna. Big dekuna are not included in the yisum.
Which opinion was the Rambam going according to? The one who says that Rashi quotes from the Chumash, the one who says that it had, that only when it was on the Kohen's head was it meratzeh. So Rashi says, so then what does it mean that it had to be on his head? Tamid. So Rashi says that it means that when he was wearing it, he had to think about it constantly.
Hesach Hadash shouldn't be Mesech Das.
So the Rambam doesn't seem like he's going according to any man. The one who says that it's meratzeh even when it's not on his head, so Tamid means that it's always meratzeh even when it's not on his head. The one says that only when it's on its head is a meratza. So tamid means that when it's on its head, so when it's on his head, he can't be mesek das. There's no opinion that he always has to wear it so that it will be a meratza. That's not learned up.
There is a steer in the Rambam, but I don't think it's what you're asking. The Gemara in the beginning of Yuma, Davov, Dav Zayin, the Gemara says that there are two disputes in the Tanoim, Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah, that are totally zeh bezeh. The Kangodol on Yom Kippur, when he goes in Lifnai, but Lifnim doesn't wear the tzitzis. Doesn't wear the tzitzis. Because the tzitzis is from gold, and the Egel Azov is gold, and Enkategan Asasaneger, he's not allowed to wear it. So the Gemara says, what's going to happen if at the time that the Kangodol goes in and he's not wearing the tzitzis? What's going to be if there'll be 2 minute korban? What's going to be meratze? So the Gemara says there are two answers. One answer is the tzitz is meratze even if you're not wearing it. Machlokes HaTanoim. The other answer is that on Yom Kippur the only korbanos you bring are korbanos tzibur, korban shezman kavua. So korban shezman kavua is usually a korban tzibur. Ruba de ruba of the korbanos tzibur is manam kavua. And Ruba de Ruba of the Korban Shezman Kavua are Korban Tziba. It's not always identical, but the din really depends on Zman Kavua. So the Gemara says either the answer is because the tzitz is meratz even if you don't wear it, or the answer is the Tumas Hutra B'Tziba. So the Rambam paskins neither. The Rambam paskins that Tumas only Duchuya B'Tziba, not Hutra. And he says the tzitz is only meratzim when he wears it. So all the Tanoim are working with the premise that this is impossible. It cannot be. When the Kangoro goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's not wearing the tzitz. It cannot be that if a psul tumah will occur in the Karbonis, the Karbon will be pasul. It cannot be. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells us to run our business in such a way that the tzitz won't be meratzim for 10 minutes on Yom Kippur. The Rambam paskens that it is. So he's against the premise of all the Tanoim. So that the Lech Mishnah works on that kasha. The Rambam paskan against all the Tanaim. But the Hesach Hadas, all the Tanaim agree. Not allowed to be Mesiach Das when you're wearing the tzitz. I think they all agree to that. Vayam Mitzchah Tamim, it shouldn't be Mesiach Das. No one says that Vayam Mitzchah Tamim means you should wear the tzitz all day long. Beis Halevi says it because he wanted tzitz to be Meratz all the time. So that's why he thinks, not based on the Pasuk, based on he wanted tzitz to be Meratz and the Shmoyim begot a mamak from Zezeh. So that's why the Kangaroo should wear everything all day long. Very good. Okay, tomorrow we'll try to do some more Gemara, some more Parsha. A lot left in the Gemara, a whole big Masichta. Another 100 blood. Okay.
The Gemara Megillah says there's a bunch of different Kohane Gedolim for summer. One is for war, one is for the Beis HaMikdash. So would he have to wear the big Yeguna all day as well? Mm-hmm. Like the one for war. If one of them is wearing the tzitz already, the other one wouldn't have to wear the tzitz because it's already being rats.
I don't know. I have yard site today, so I'd like to daven for Amunam. It's preferable to daven in the shul, but I don't have kriyah to daven so loud. So maybe we can, maybe 10 guys would wait here and we'll daven here. Okay.
So if there's more than one going up, yeah. One so. Which would there be an independent mitzvah for both of them to wear all 8 big day kahuna? Or would it be, even according to the Rambam, the Rav's understanding of the Rambam, where it's independent, its own mitzvah to wear all 8 big day kahuna?
One of them should be in the Beis HaLevi.
It's only one. Yeah. Thought it might be there could be a nafkamina between the Beis HaLevi and the Rav. Because the Beis HaLevi would say that since it's a din in Marasa, you know, only one would have to wear it. The Rav saying that it's a din in the Kohen Gadol, then, it's a din in one Kohen Gadol to be in the Beis HaLevi. Okay.
I think so.
Okay, no. Yeah.
Do you remember the papers today?
Oh, yes, I did remember. I remember and I forgot.
Okay. No problem.
Thank you for reminding me.
Thought you said anything like that. Oh, wait, that's...
Yeah, it's not a question. I don't have any questions.
I think I looked it up. You're talking about...
Does it have a din of a machitza? Does it have a din of Goyle the Goyle?
No, that was talking about a dauphin in that command.
Yeah.
So it says you can't build a dauphin out, because a list of things you can't build a dauphin out of.
Meaning it won't have a din of machitza.
It won't have a din of machitza.
You can use it, but it won't have a din of machitza.
Ah, okay, fine.
No. That guy could have known you was close.
Okay, I understand.